This recording, North Carolina 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I was born and raised right here in Mattia. And I grew up here, and I went to school with local children and on the island, and I graduated. And we all talk alike. But the bridge going over to Nag's Head was there, and of course we went back and forth. But when I went to school, the children from across the sign had to come across every morning on the ferry. And when we had any kind of activity at night, they would have to spend the night with somebody over here in order to go. It's that English accent. My father was in the University of Virginia, and the woman that was in the head nurse, she said, "You talk so near like they do from there." But I want to keep it. I don't know, because I've never been to England, but I would like to go sometime. And my husband's people, they have their coat of arms. They're strictly English. His mother was a Stowe, and his father was a Peel. Now that, I don't know whether that was English or not, but his mother's people came from England. And I was a Russell, and my grandmother was a Jernigan, and there was a Lord Jernigan a few years ago in England. So, I mean, I know we're all kind of English, you know, our ancestors. My little grandson was sitting here one night, and a commercial came on TV, and it was the pig man over on the beach, and he said, "You've got to stop and get some barbecue." And Lyle said, "Whoever heard of barbecue said it's barbecue." So, I mean, it just, we're all, you know, talk alike. Now, in Ocracoke, they talk real fast. You have to really listen. And Rudolph is from Hatteras, but he lost a lot of his because he was in service and he traveled a lot. And when we go anywhere, people say, "Oh, I know you, where you're from." I'm the one that gets blamed, and he's from further that way than I am. But I went to school. Now, the children from Wanchese have a real heavy brogue, just like what, as bad as me or worse. But see, I went to school with them. And I have a girlfriend that lives in Greensboro, and she's lived there for years, and she still has it. So you don't get rid of it. My son, he does that every year. He has crab pots, or they're peeler pots, and he catches them and brings them in, and he has to sort them. The green ones are not. He has to put them in different sheds, and as they ripen, they come out of their sheds, and that's what we have, soft shell crabs. Well, now my husband was a party fisherman. My son-in-law is a sculptor. He lives in Florida, and he made that boat and gave it to Rudolph one Christmas. That was his boat, and he caught marlin and sailfish and all kinds of stuff like that. Now my little grandson, or he's not little, he has been catching some beautiful trout and stuff in the sign. He has nets that he's been catching. And he just, living up here, and my son's home's right next door to me. But now my son also hard crabs. But now, there's another run of peelers that's going to come. This year has been the worst peeler season they've had. And so then we're hoping that the next run, there's usually two runs, that we're hoping it'll be better. But we have possums and raccoons and stuff like that, but we don't have any deer. No, but I'll tell you what, when my son was just a little feller, I looked out and all I could think about, oh me, I saw all these things in this little creek, and it was porpoises, and all I could think about was sharks, and I screamed for him. I thought he was, you know, right that minute, you don't think, you just think, my child's out there, and it was porpoises. There was about five of them. That was the worst sight. It scared me until I found out what they were.